You can get above it when it's not in you anymore. It's not your terrible pastor's fault. You'll be able to get, or your boss, you'll be able to get above everything with grace when you see this rebellion, because there won't be anything in you to keep destroying you with it, okay? First, let's do a renouncing thing. And we'll just do that all together. Say, Lord Jesus, forgive me for rebelling against your governments. I forgive the people that the enemy used to cause me to rebel. And I ask you to set them free in every area and to bless them. Father, I ask you to heal me if there's any deep wounds still, or even shallow wounds from where I was hurt, that would let this rebellion stay. I am ready to be free. I am ready to submit to you, Lord, and to submit to your government, and to be able to discern and to be led of your spirit, so the enemy will never hurt me again. Father, I don't have to try to protect myself. It's impossible for me to protect myself. I don't have to fear authority. I just need to have the fear of the Lord. And you'll protect me. Lord, you'll get me out of all bad authority. Or you'll get me above it. And I won't rebel against you and what you want to do. Father, your authority is set up to edify, to build us up, and to equip us to have your perfect will. It's not set up to rule over us, to treat us inferior, or to lord it over us. Heal me where those things have been done in my life. Heal me where control has taken the place of godly government. Don't let me fear authority. Let me be able to be the authority in my own life that you would want me to be. So I break the power of judgments that would stop that from happening. I forgive. I break the power of any vows that I'll never have that kind of authority, or a vow that I don't want that authority. Lord, I want all the authority that you've ordained for me to have for your perfect will. And God, I embrace authority because I'm going to come to you, and you're going to use that authority to help others. Authority was set up by you to help others live free of the enemy, live in protection, security, and able to glorify you. That's what I want in my life. And I'm not going to allow how the devil's perverted it in my past to hurt my future. Forgive me for taking in rebellion. But tonight I renounce it. I command it to go. And I'm going to begin to study and understand how you want things set up for your glory. And I'm going to be a part of that by your Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen.